Do you struggle with your life regarding your money? Are you always thinking that money is a bad game? I am not getting enough money. I am sure this questions will always disturb you. And if the answer is yes, then you also are struggling with a negative mindset of yours. Hi, welcome to episode number 18. This is Mahesh Kadervan. I am your financial freedom specialist. I am on a mission to help 1 lakh people to achieve a financially happy life. Our mindset leaves a big impact on our life. Our ways of dealing with different situations, our relationship with people, the environment, and all the things which we have is all governed by our mindset. Napoleon Hill, the author of book Think and Grow Rich, what he said that there are no limitations to the mind except those we acknowledge. Both poverty and riches are offspring of our thought. Now, this is very, very correctly depicted what we think about right now, what I am saying. Our success in the career and life and also our financial situations depend on our mindset. Anything will stay with you if you have a good relationship with that one. The same is true for money also. Now, to have a good relationship with your money, your attitude towards money must be positive. Now, there are a lot of many mindsets, different categories, but I will be talking about primarily on money mindset. Now, what is money mindset? It's a pre-established assumptions towards money. Now, you may have a positive mindset or a negative mindset. If you're always open to thinking creativity, you feel comfortable while finding and trying different possible solutions to your financial problem, then you are having a positive mindset. But if you take your money-related matters as a burden and always try to ignore rather than dealing with them, then you have a negative mindset. For example, I will say your simple example, a debt. You take a home loan, or you take a car loan, or you take an education loan for your child, for yourself, if you are a student, you are listening to this podcast. And you think it's the burden, not as in thinking creativity, how to solve this debt problem, how to reduce the debt. Now, if you think like that, that is your positive mind. But if you think that, oh, I have a lot of debt in my head, I can't do this, I can go spend money and enjoy my life, I can't spend my time with my family, I have to reduce the debt. Now, that is a negative mindset. Now, another question will come to your mind, why a person have a particular mindset? See, how your mindset develop in a particular way depends on certain factors, that is both past experience in life, the environment in which you live, and your education. Now, the past experience of life will have a deep impact on your mind and all your belief system, and it is impossible to come out of that. Something bad happens to you or your parents or some other close person may affect your mindset badly. The impact of that particular event will be deep rooted that you feel very hard to come out of it. And I personally agree with this also because I have been through this journey. I had a bad past experience in my life when I was close to my grandfather and grandmother. But when they suddenly left this world, I was literally was in a deep depression state. I really don't know what to do. And it affected my mindset badly. Environment which you live, the energy flows all the time in environment and every object. And like I said, money is a form of energy. So human beings also absorb the energy from the environment. So when you're living in a poor negative surrounding, you will always get money related negative statements. For example, if you live in a group of people who all have same debt, like home loan, education loan, or car loan, and they are all thinking that this debt is a burden to them. So you will always get that statements in your life also, and you will think about that one, and you will observe that kind of negative energy. And if you are surrounded with the people who says that, oh, I have solved that debt, I have done some good, very good hacks, I have done some reading or some research on that, and I implemented that, I got rid of that loan. Wow, it's an amazing experience. So if you're surrounded with doubt, those people, I am sure that you will be creative in dealing with your finances, and your attitude towards money will be positive. And the last point is your education. So now, your education means, I'm not saying your formal school is okay, but instead you're learning outside the school system. See, most of the practical learning are always impacting towards a successful life. So what you learn from outside the school, from your families, from friends, and finally simply observing, like a small child, you see a small child of 1 or 2 years, they just observe what the elders are doing. That is what they say, you know. They normally, some people from outside, from relatives, so they say this child is exactly like you, your mom. I think this child is like your father, like your grandfather. Why? Because some of the characteristics which they emphasize or they showcase is baby try to test. Probably that might be easy, probably that mind will be, I don't know what will happen, but that's what happened here. Now, the question you will ask, can the mindset be changed? Yes, 100%. But the problem is, you have to change. It is not like that someone will come and tell you, some guide you. No, because his mindset is inside. So every person has to change by himself. But there is a way that you can change that mindset. And the only thing which you need is strong desire to change and 100% determination to act for that. A simple quote I want to say, I don't know really about this quote, was that a journey of 1,000 miles must begin with a single step. A single drop of water will make an ocean, but how much time it will take, that depends. But if your mindset is changing and you say that I can make a change, I can develop, I can create an ocean with a single drop of water, then you are on the right track, my dear friend. Your financial freedom will never leave you because you are on the journey of the roadmap of a financial freedom. Today, I will be sharing with you my 4 real life hacks to change your negative mindset, which I myself have changed my negative mindset to positive mindset, and that is why I'm financially freedom free at 38. This month I had my birthday on 4th of October, and I am really happy with my life. The very first point is develop good financial habits. Now, what do I mean by that? See, financial habits is a really very important thing. Now, this is interlinked. This is very interlinked with your mindset. You perform certain habits as the result of that particular type of mindset. Like, for example, if you pay yourself first, because you have a positive mindset towards you and you care about yourself, that is why you pay yourself first. But sometimes we always spend rather than we save. So start saving at earliest possible, always keep up track of your savings, which I have done myself, and that is why my mindset always procure on the tracking of my spending. So I always have a book in my hand. Every day my wife and I sat down and record all the expenses which had occurred the day before yesterday, and that made us a took decision the next day what we have to do. We have to save or we have to spend, or what the end of the month what we are having. That's where we have to plan. So this is a very good financial habit you can do, and I've shared you one great hack. Second is a lifelong learning. I feel that this podcast is also less for me to explain about this particular one, but this has impacted a lot, my dear friend. If you have this habit of lifelong learning, and I am sure nobody will touch you and you will go a long way, because that is the best way to develop anything. Keep learning something new day each day. Research on the skills which are necessary for the desired goals and learn them. And the best mental exercise, you're giving your brain, your mind exercise to work on, to grasp the power, what is exactly what you want to learn, to keep it in your mind and then put it into use. Role model, find a role model, study all the available materials about them. So this way you can learn a lot of things. So basically, I have done a lot of, I spend around 7 to 8 lakhs. On my self-development learning, because this learnings will not come for the mentor. Like they say, the people who have already gone to that path, you learn from them rather than waste time in carving your path. Like that is why I always say to my clients, so these are the mistakes which I have done. So you don't do these mistakes. You follow my what I say, and you can apply some of the 80% or 60% or 40%, maybe any 10% also, but the rest 90% will beat you only. The third point is that create financial goals. This is very important. Many people I have seen, my clients and every people which I encounter, your journey without any destination will never lead to nowhere. Say for example, you are just packing your bag and just going out, that's a nomadic trip. You can go anywhere if you like, but that's okay. But unless and until you are in a single individual who doesn't have anything to look upon, you are good to go. But if you are a family, if you have a responsible citizen, or if you are responsible a human being, then you will plan out something. Say for example, you want to go to United States of America, to New York, for Mumbai to New York. So what you will do, you will plan all the ticket, you will plan the airline ticket, what are the stays, everything you will do. So your journey without destination will lead you nowhere. So same it's true for your financial journey of your life. So before starting, just ask yourself how much time, money you want, and how much time would require to achieve that goal. So always I would suggest, be the goal smart. Every time you always a specific, measurable, achievable, realistic, and time bound. Now, if you make the financial goals based on this smart, it will be boom, you will achieve what you want. Now, create positive money affirmation. So this is very important, my dear friend. I was also not believing in this. What is all about affirmation? They are saying you have to recite every day in the morning, recite every day in the evening when you go out, you write down, you always remember what they are saying. No, I was also not believing like you, my dear friend. But when I tried to implement in what I did, what my mentor said, I just followed blindly. I wrote my positive affirmation of 10 to 20 money affirmation in my notebook, and then I would to take and read it. Always read it aloud, and then again night before going to sleep, I just read those money affirmations I written in the morning. So it creates a money, positive money mantra for you. What you are doing by this, you are linking your thought of your mind with that of your financial goal, and place that money mantra at the places where it's easily available. So for example, what I think, some of the positive mantra I have written, a beautiful printout thing, kind of thing with color pen and everything, I used to paste in my doors of my bedroom, my kitchen door, my toilet, my bathroom, everywhere I used to paste it. And when I bath, I used to see that. When I used to sit in the toilet, I used to see that, because these are the places where you are alone, your mind is still. And you will think a lot about this particular, and that will motivate you, will get you keeping determined and focus on your goal. So this is a very important things which you need to understand. So for example, I will share you my one or two affirmations. I am a magnet of money. I keep attracting a lot of money to my account. I am a money abundant. I love money. But these are the some of the money affirmations. You can get it everything in Google or internet. You can just find out, you can just follow me also. I will also share with you the money affirmation. You can just DM me, direct message me on my Facebook page, MBK Financials, that I can provide you with my all money affirmations which I follow. So by concluding this, these are the four positive perspectives which I followed, and I reaped a lot of results because I am now financial freedom free at the age of 38. In India, like a typical country, it is very difficult to survive what we think. So this is okay, but I have survived a lot. I have been gone through a struggle. At 38, I have achieved what I wanted. So now I am in a mission to make 1 lakh people, to make them financial freedom free, so that they can also enjoy the life what I have enjoyed now. Right? So I want to conclude with a quote of Roy T. Bennett. Instead of worrying about what you cannot control, shift your energy to what you can create. Again, I will repeat the quote. Instead of worrying about what you cannot control, shift your energy to what you can create. This is very important. See, I will share the best example right now. Pandemic. If you see, we always feel that pandemic is this thing everywhere. We are worrying that is not in our control. That's coming from China or some other country. Some person may be in touch with you. That's all. We can't control. This is not in our hands. But what is in our hands? We have to wear our mask. We have to wear our gloves. We should maintain the social distancing, irrespective of any person coming to you very closely. Just tell them that keep an hands distance with me. Don't do that. Don't handshake. Wash your hands every time you go out. You go come out. If you have a small children, just don't let them come to you as soon as you enter the home. So these are the things which are in your hand, you can control. So always shift your energy to what you can create, because these are the creating the possibilities of staying alive and affirmation. Okay. So if you want to accumulate wealth in your life and want to enjoy the freedom from the depth of your heart, just make a determination to shift your negative mindset to the positive mindset. So this is Mahesh Kadrivan. I am signing off for the day. I hope this episode will have surely made an impact on you. Probably this episode might have gone 13 to 14 minutes, but I would rather say that this podcast is very useful. Please listen to the end of it so that you will get all the ideas what I have shared, because this is a real life I have already implemented and I have enjoyed that. I am not sharing you some bookish knowledge or anything, although I read a book, but I am implementing what I have learned, because I follow a golden triangle of learn, implement and teach. So I learned from my mentors. I spent around 7 to 8 lakhs, my dear friend, on my self-development and my own course also. So it's very important that is why I say lifelong learning is very important, because finance is such a subject. It's all related to your mindset, and if your mindset is very good, if your mindset is from negative to positive, then boom, you are on the journey of financial freedom. So thank you so much, guys. This is Mahesh Kadam. Hope you like this podcast, and if you do, please go to my Facebook page, that is MBK Financials. Like, share and follow my Facebook page. You will get all the updates of anything which I share in my social media handles. You can everything you can get. And please, if you think this podcast is episode is adding value to your life, please do share with your friends. Thank you so much. Signing off the day. God bless you. Stay blessed.